Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. So, we have been on a bit of a hiatus, I'm sure people have noticed, basically because of changes, life changes, and scheduling conflicts, we haven't really been able to get together that much recently. So, to tide people over, I did a bit of an experiment. Today, you're going to hear me running a bunch of AI adventurers through a campaign. This is to finish off the Feywild storyline, which my players have largely ignored. All the voices you hear will be AI-generated. All the decisions that they make are AI-generated. The only thing that is non-AI is the narrator, quote-unquote me. Anything that is said by the narrator is going to be me as the DM giving input into the story. I hope you guys enjoy. Take care. And hopefully I'll see you guys at the table soon. Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Start of scene. Alara, Lila, and Mistweaver finally arrive at Cassius after another week of their journey. Alara has already informed Lila of what happened in her dream. The two of them begin to look around the city to find out more information on the prophecy, Caleb, the Nine Hells, or Corallon, and the Spring Fae.
Well, Lila, as we move on in this quest, we might need your insight. She glances over at a nearby stall, selling enchanted books. Shall we take a look at what the scribes are selling here? Perhaps one of the books here could help us understand this world of Feywilds, Nine Hells, Corallons, and Spring Fae.
An excellent idea, Alara. These books might provide the information and insight we need for our quest. She steps over to the stall and browses the shelf. Ah, look here. A book titled The Prophecy of the Feywild, and another one called The Rise and Fall of Asmodeus.
Mistweaver slinks between the legs of a patron to reach a corner stall selling potions. Miruru?
As the two women look at the books, they realize that their purses are empty. Each of the rare books would cost over 10 gold apiece.
She pouts as she realizes they can't buy the books due to their empty purses. Well, it appears fate has chosen another path for us. I don't suppose you'd happen to know anyone in town who could help us out with some gold to purchase these books?
Perhaps the Mage's College Library would have the books we're looking for, or maybe even copies we can borrow. She grins and then thinks for a moment. As for the gold, I heard rumors of a side quest available at the Adventurer's Guild. If we can complete that, it might provide us with the necessary funds to obtain the books we need.
A sly smile curves across Alara's face as she ponders Lila's suggestion. An intriguing plan indeed, Lila. Let's head to the guild then, shall we? The sooner we get that gold, the sooner we can delve deeper into the mysteries that bind our quest. She turns to Mistweaver, who was currently licking her paw near the potion stand. Ready to come along, my friend?
Mistweaver pauses her grooming for a moment and looks up at Alara with an understanding look.
The two women continue to explore the town. The Adventurers Guild is located in an old opera house. It is down in the entertainment district of the city.
So, do you think this place has any leads on that side quest you mentioned? It looks more like a tavern than an Adventurers Guild.
Let's go in and find out, Lila. Perhaps there will be a notice board in the back somewhere with the information we need. She pushes the heavy oak door open with a creak and leads the way in.
Lila follows behind, her gaze roaming over the dimly lit room filled with the sounds of clinking glasses and lively chatter. I see several adventurers about, including some half-elves, but it's a mixed bunch.
Walking out of a back room appears to be an older half-elf man. He appears to command some respect and is wearing a suit. He comes out, talks with the barkeep before walking back to the back rooms.
She notices the old half-elf and the way other adventurers respect him as he walks back towards the back rooms. Curiosity piques in her. She tugs Alara's sleeve to get her attention. Hey, Alara, you see that old half-elf that just left the back room?
Mistweaver slinks along the shadows near a corner of the room. She listens intently as the bartender converses with the other patrons about what had been said in the Adventurers' Guild Hall.
The bartender is talking to the patrons about the movement of the White Dragon army that attacked Rodania. Some of the nobles in Rodania have put out a lot of contracts on generals in the army, as well as mature dragons.
As Mistweaver listens, she hears a whisper in her mind. A soft purr that seems to echo with the familiar warmth of her mistress.
As Mistweaver listens, they appears to exchange a few more words, and the two patrons give the bartender 2 gold tips. A moment later, the large dire rat stands up and walks behind the bar. The barkeep hands the rat a bone, which he happily takes back to her bed and begins to eat.
Miss Weaver eyes the large rat.
Lila bends low and begins to speak with Miss Weaver.
Oh, I see. You saw him as well, then. He looks important enough. Perhaps he could help us out with the money we need to buy the book.
The feline cat turns and pads silently across the room to where Lila is standing.
As Lila listens to Miss Weaver's muse, she can sense the excitement and determination in her feline companion. Lila's mind races, trying to come up with a way to approach the older half-elf. After a moment of contemplation, she turns to Ilara with a determined expression. All right, let's do this. I'll talk to him and try to convince him that helping us will benefit him as well. Who knows what information he may hold about the quest that has led us to this point. After all, he was the one who gave out the contracts, and it's his word that holds them.
Mistweaver walks up to Ilara, who is still by the back room's door, and begins to rub against her leg. She turns around to face Ilara with an almost pleading look in her eyes, and a soft mew.
She sees Mistweaver, looking at her, and rubs her on her head. Then, she sees the older half-elf coming down the hallway towards them. And her stomach flips a little bit in nervous excitement. You'll be the one approaching him, Lila. She nods towards the older man.
The half-elf man notices the two women hovering by the door.
I'm sorry, but I don't think you should be back here. Can you stay in the bar area?
Ilara looks up at the older half-elf, who seems to have some power in this place. She bites her lip as she thinks about approaching him.
Lila steps forward confidently, a smile playing across her lip. You must be Mr. Renderal. I've heard a lot about your quests and contracts here at the Guild. My friends and I are on an important mission, and we're hoping to speak with you about it.
Edwin shows a little bit of surprise at the woman recognizing him. Most people nowadays just call me Edwin. The Renderal name died in the flood that destroyed Redania's cap.
She jumps up onto the bar counter with grace and stands right in front of Edwin Renderal. She starts rubbing his legs with her paws. Her purrs echo loudly, making him squirm a little in discomfort from the constant vibrations.
She chuckles a little at Edwin's reaction to Miss Weaver. Don't worry, Edwin. She's just our companion. Anyway, like I said, we're on an important mission. We need some money and information. But in exchange, I can tell you about a quest that would bring you a lot of gold.
She steps forward then, her amber eyes meeting Edwin's intense blue ones. You see, Edwin, our quest is quite similar to the one that led you to put out those contracts. We're fighting against corruption in the Feywild, against a great evil that seeks to destroy everything that's good in this world.
He looks towards Ilara, you know, I heard that one before. Most adventurers seem to believe they are on an epic quest that will shake the very plane. But I will give you 5 minutes to convince me. Follow me to my office, and we can discuss.
She nods in agreement, leading Edwin back to his office. Lila and Mistweaver follow closely behind. Thank you for this chance, Edwin. We understand the magnitude of your quests and the impact they have on this world.
She steps forward to continue her pitch. As for the money, we need to be able to acquire information that is only available in certain locations and books. But with your help, we believe we can fulfill not only our own mission, but also assist you in bringing down the corruption and evil that plagues both the Feywild and your homeland.
If you're looking for information, I can get you in contact with Wilgrim. He works at the college and can get you access to the library. As for the Feywild, we usually don't like to get involved in those matters. Well, not since Lyanna went after Lady Isidol.
She listens to Edwin, and her mind races with the information he has just given. She thinks for a moment, and then speaks up. Lyanna and Isidol, I've heard of them, but we really don't care about their petty squabbles. We are focused on the much greater evil that has infected the Feywild.
Here, this should help. He hands Ilara a signed paper. You can take that to the college. They will get you in contact with Wilgrim. The spring semester is in full swing, so he should have classes, but is probably free in the evening. As for money, I'll provide you a stipend of 50 gold, but you must sign a contract with the guild. That way we can contact you again. Trust me, you don't want to just take our money and disappear.
Ilara carefully reads the paper he had given her before looking up at Edwin. I understand and agree to the terms you have presented. This is a good start towards fulfilling our quest.
She steps forward to speak for herself and Ilara. On behalf of my companions and I, we accept your generous offer, Edwin Renderal. We understand the trust you have placed in us, and we will honor your terms to the fullest extent. The information from Wilgrim and your stipend will greatly aid our endeavors to confront and defeat this evil force.
Also, one more thing, since you will technically be working with the guild, you can take lodging here if you don't want to buy a room in town. We also provide some healing services. Now, that is supposed to come after you worked on a few contracts. Something is telling me to trust you, so I'm going to give it to you this time, but I expect to see you back here soon.
The guild provides lodging? This could make it a lot easier.
Thank you, Edwin. Your trust and support mean a lot to us, and we are honored by the opportunities your offer presents.
Don't thank me. It was your cat who convinced me, he says, as he scratches Mistweaver under the chin.
Mistweaver paws contentedly under Edwin's scratch, her tail swishing lazily. She looks up at Alara with adoring eyes, as if to say thank you on her own behalf.
She chuckles a little at Edwin's comment. I can't say I disagree with you, Edwin. She certainly has an uncanny way of communicating with those around her, even if they can't quite understand the language she speaks in.
She smiles at Mistweaver, patting her on the head affectionately. Yes, she certainly is a unique creature, and I am confident that with her by our side, we will be able to overcome any challenges that may lie ahead of us.
Now, if you will excuse me, I have to head to the Eladrin city and deal with an elemental lord.
Mistweaver jumps back down to the ground and slinks between Alara and Lila's legs before she follows them out the door.
She grins widely at Lila as they exit the office. You heard the man. We now have a stipend of 50 gold, lodging, and the connections to Wilgrim to get our hands on that valuable library access. Things are really starting to look promising for our cause.
She nods enthusiastically, excitement evident on her face. Yes, it certainly does. And the fact that Edwin seemed to trust Mistweaver right off the bat, that's quite impressive in and of itself.
Mistweaver jumps onto Lila's shoulder and purrs loudly, rubbing her head against her cheek, as if in approval and satisfaction with their progress so far.
End of scene. This ends this session. Start of scene. Cassian Countryside. It is a cold morning as the party, Valarissa, Tamarus, Mistweaver, Gromgar, and Elendil, awake early. Cassius is on the horizon, and you will arrive at the city by midday to see your companions, Lila and Alara.
Well, I must say the trip has been quite refreshing so far.
Tamarus glances at Valarissa out of the corner of his eye, then continues packing away his belongings. It has. We've had a peaceful journey so far.
Maru? Mistweaver says questionably.
He looks over to Mistweaver with a fond expression. Aye, lass, you were right. This morning is a good time to travel. The weather has cleared and we should be at the city gates of Cassius by lunch. Time meet up with those we were sent, Typhet.
As Elendil listens to the others discuss their plans, he can feel a sense of unease settling into his mind. The thought of meeting up with Alara and Lila, and then venturing further into the Feywild, fills him with a mix of excitement and apprehension. I suppose this journey is nearing its end then, my friends.
Indeed, Elendil. It seems that our efforts are paying off. In just a short while, we shall be reunited with our companions, Alara and Lila. Once we have joined forces with them, we will be in a much stronger position to confront the challenges that lie ahead.
That is a good point. Once we are in Cassius, we should purchase some supplies we may have run out of. Food, equipment, potions, all that good stuff.
Agreed. I believe that once we arrive in the city, we should also visit the Adventurers Guild to gather more information about the Spring Court and what we may encounter when we venture into the Feywild.
I can. If there's anything we might need, I have an old mate at the Obsidian Steel Blacksmith. He'll be glad, Ty. Simeon will give us the best prices for anything we want, Ta pick up. The guild may give us a bit more info, but me old pal there knows how Tay put a bit of steel into the hands of good folk like us.
Obsidian steel is quite impressive in terms of durability and craftsmanship. I will be sure to look forward to visiting this blacksmith after arriving in Cassius. Perhaps we can acquire some enchanted weapons to aid us in our quest. We shall certainly need to acquire more gold in order to purchase supplies and weapons for our journey into the Feywild.
Moreau, meow, or none.
Indeed we shall. I believe we have roughly 4 gold pieces between us. I hope we can make it to the city soon, as we will likely need to make our first purchase there.
There is another potential resource we should consider as we prepare for our quest. I have some connections in the Thieves' Guild here in Cassius. Perhaps I can arrange a meeting with them, and they could provide us with some additional, shall we say, financial support?
The Thieves' Guild? Is that wise, Elendil? I'm not sure how the rest of us would feel about dealing with them. Now there's the nature of science. I'm not going to doubt the name for.
Ye got a point there, Tamaris. It's nay good tie be turn and tie, those devils if it's nay needed.
She frowns in disagreement, her voice strong and unwavering. I understand the necessity of finding any available resources for our quest, but I must be clear on one thing. I will not associate with any individual or organization who is known for their illegal activities and thievery. I hope that all of my companions understand and respect my position on this matter.
He listens to Valarissa's statement and feels a pang of guilt in his chest. He knows that she is right and that he must find a better way to provide for the party. I understand your stance, Valarissa. Perhaps we can consider other options. I will look into other contacts we may have who may be able to aid us without resorting to thievery or any morally questionable methods. Thank you for voicing your concerns and reminding us of what we must do as a party to ensure we remain true to ourselves and to the values of our quest. Mistweaver can hear Elendil's voice. She understands he owes money, but also the promise not to steal from the guild.
Mistweaver looks into Elendil's eyes, purring softly to him. Nururo. She walks a bit away from Elendil before coming back and sitting down next to him again.
Elendil looks into Mistweaver's eyes with a faint smile. I suppose I cannot simply ask to be released from my debt with the Thieves' Guild without facing their wrath.
Mistweaver nods, then begins to speak. Muru. She stands up and looks around before moving to sit next to Gromgar. Muru. She looks back at Elendil.
Indeed, I have no desire to face their wrath. It is for the best that we find other means to secure our supplies and aid without involving them directly. As Elendil contemplates his options, he realizes that his old contacts may still recognize him if he simply shows up in town as himself. He considers picking a new name to go by while he is in the city. Perhaps I should consider creating an alias for myself. A new name, so that my old acquaintances do not recognize me and become suspicious. Do any of you have any suggestions as to what I should name myself in order to blend in with the crowd here in Cassius?
Mistweaver pours in agreement. Mirror, dot, dot. She walks up to Elendil and rubs her head against his shoulder. Mirrodada.
He chuckles and nods. You're right there, Elendil. And Miss Weaver has a good idea for a name there as well.
I think you should call yourself Dax Ravenwood.
Dax Ravenwood. It has an air of mystery and sophistication to it. I think it will be perfect for our purposes. She smiles in agreement at Tamaris's suggestion.
He nods in agreement with Valarissa and Tamaris. Dax Ravenwood, I like it. It is a name that fits my appearance and gives me a sense of anonymity while still holding a level of sophistication that would make it believable.
As the time approaches noon, the party reach the gates of the city. They find that the city is quite lively today, with carts coming and going delivering goods.
He guides the others through the city gates as they make their way to meet Lila and Alara.
He keeps a keen eye out for any potential dangers or suspicious activity, ready to protect the group if needed. He also couldn't help but marvel at the vibrant energy of the city, the hustle and bustle of trade and commerce that fills the air.
Moro. She walks confidently alongside her friends through the busy streets, seemingly unfazed by the crowds.
Look, there's our meeting place. I wonder where Lila and Ilara are.
Lila and Ilara see the group arrive, just where Mistweaver told them they would. After several weeks, the party is finally reunited and can fill each other in on what they accomplished.
As she approaches him, her steps light and filled with anticipation, she is struck by how much he has grown closer to her in her absence, their connection stronger and more evident with each passing day. She throws herself into his embrace, her lips finding his in a deep, passionate kiss.
Ah, Ilara. Tamaris pulls back, a satisfied smile playing on his lips as he looks into her amber eyes, noting the warmth and affection in them. I'm so happy to see you again, my love.
It seems like quite the reunion for everyone. She steps back from Tamaris, with a wide smile, her eyes glimmering with affection and excitement. We've made some interesting discoveries while you were away, but now that you're here with us again, we can continue our quest together as a united party.
Indeed. I am eager to hear about your findings, and to work together once more to accomplish our goals.
She grins as she watches the reunion. I'm just happy to see everyone here in one place, as one big happy family.
Dax Ravenwood. He introduces himself, a small smile on his face, as he watches Ilara's reaction to seeing him. He can sense the hesitation and apprehension in her gaze as she studies him, trying to reconcile the man he was then with the man she is seeing now. It is an honor to finally meet you, Ilara.
Her lips quirk in amusement as she notices the man in the strange attire before her, an identity shrouded in mystery and intrigue. And you are Dax Ravenwood, I believe? Her amber eyes spark with curiosity and a hint of mirth as she sizes him up, taking in the enigma that he presents. Well, I certainly hope you come with the best of intentions, stranger.
Indeed, I do. I wish to aid your quest in any way I can, for the greater good of all. He bows his head slightly in reverence as he speaks. And to do so, I believe it is only fitting that we get acquainted first. My name is Dax Ravenwood, as Ilara has so graciously pointed out, and I am at your service. I come from a line of great magic and can be a powerful ally in times of need.
She grins as she listens to Dax's introduction, her eyes filled with a mischievous spark. Welcome to the family, Dax Ravenwood. I am sure that with your help, our quest will be that much brighter and more promising.
Marug. She walks up to Ilara, rubbing her head against her mistress's leg as if trying to get her to understand that Dax is just Elendil in disguise. Naruru.
Ah, Elendil. Dax Ravenwood, lad. Welcome to our little clan. You're in for an exciting time here. Ain't every day we get to venture off into lands of mystery and magic.
Yes, Elendil, Dax. She pauses, looking between the two with an amused expression. Oh, it's certainly quite a unique situation. I'm glad you're here to help us all on this epic quest. And I can't help but feel a strange connection with you, like our paths have always been meant to cross, as if fate has brought us together for this moment.
Ilara takes the party over to the Adventurers Guild, where they have their room. It is a bit cramped now that they have grown to 7 members.
Here's our room. It may be a bit crowded, but we have plenty of supplies here to get us started on our journey. The Adventurers Guild is also providing us with a stipend, which we will need to supplement our resources in the future.
Naru. Miss Weaver jumps onto her bed, rolling over to look up at Ilara and Lila. Her eyes hold an eager excitement and the promise of more adventures to come.
This room. It reminds me of the days when my own family used to gather together in our humble abode. There's an aura of warmth and camaraderie here that I find quite soothing. He smiles wistfully at the memories flooding his mind. It will be good to have a place to call our own, even if it is but for a brief time. It will serve as a foundation, a haven in the chaos of our impending journey.
Yes, a home away from home. We can rest, heal, and prepare our minds and bodies for the challenges that await us in the Feywild. This room shall be the start of something truly special.
Aye, we found us a proper base to start from. But it's time we were getting on with things. We've got an important quest ahead of us and nae time to waste. So once we've settled in, it's time to gather our supplies and set out for the Feywild.
The group must decide who is going to the college to speak with Wilgrim, who is joining Gromgar to the blacksmiths, and who is going to try and track down any information on Corellon and the Spring Fae.
He scratches his head thoughtfully as they discuss their plans. I'll go tell old mate at the blacksmith. He'll get us some of the best quality weapons and armor to help us in our quest. I'll also gather some extra food and supplies to keep us going during our trip into the Feywild.
She grins at the thought of acquiring more powerful weapons and armor. That sounds perfect, Gromgar. I'm sure with your experience and expertise, you'll find the best and most reliable craftsmanship to serve us well throughout our journey.
Miraval. Mistweaver agrees.
And who among us will venture to the college to meet with Wilgrim? He turns to his companions, looking at each face intently, as if searching for the one best suited for the task. I must admit that I am curious myself. I hope to learn much from this scholar, and to find more about the mysterious Corillon and the Spring Fae. We can't afford to enter into this dangerous territory without as much knowledge as possible at our disposal.
I'll go to the college with Lila. She smiles reassuringly at the others, her voice strong and determined. We've worked together before, and I trust her judgment and her ability to navigate through such environments. It is a perfect opportunity for her to show us her expertise and skill.
He takes a moment to consider his options, and looks at Gromgar. I think I will join you, Gromgar, to the blacksmith's forge. I am eager to acquire new and more powerful weapons to aid us in our quest, as you suggested earlier.
She nods in approval of Tamaris's decision. I'm glad that you both will be there to help with the equipment and supplies. I will be here in the room organizing our resources and keeping an eye on our lodging. We'll need to have a solid plan of action when Alara and Lila return from their meetings with Wilgrim at the college. Together we will ensure that our journey into the Feywild is as smooth and successful as possible. She turns to face Lila and Alara. I am sure that your interactions with the scholars at the college will prove to be fruitful for us, Lila and Alara.
Naruo, Mistweaver tries to impress on the group her need to leave and meet some people in town.
Aye, and Mistweaver, you can stay here while we mates while we are away. I'm sure you'll have fun here in the room, playing witcher toys and sleeping on your fancy bed and all that.
Alara and I will head to the college now, so we can have our meeting with Wilgrim. She nods at the others, a determined look in her eyes. We'll try to gather as much information as we can, and we'll report back with what we learn. Good luck with the blacksmith, Gromgar, and everyone else in the meantime.
Elendil listens to the plans and decides to leave while they are not looking. I'll sneak out for a bit, just to give the rest of you a bit of privacy. You can call for me when you need me again. I'll make sure to be on my best behavior while you are away, just as always. He nods at the others and slowly walks towards the door, trying to make as little noise as possible. Take care, everyone. I'll see you again soon. Until then, the world remains your canvas and yours is an epic tale, one that will leave us in awe and inspire us all.
She watches as Elendil slips away from the room, a slight smile playing on her lips as she wonders about his destination and purpose. She turns back to the others, her amber eyes sparkling with anticipation and excitement for the future. I know we are all eager to embark on this grand adventure. We will each have our roles to play, and together we will overcome any challenges that come our way. For now, I will trust in your skills and judgment as we wait for our companion's return.
Very well, Valarissa. We'll return soon, with fresh knowledge to aid us in our quest. She nods to Mistweaver and Tamaris, a faint smile tugging at her lips. Take care, friends. I have a good feeling about this, that we are on the path of great change and destiny. May fate and fortune favor our cause. With Lila by her side, she walks out the door, leaving behind a trail of whispers and echoes of promises yet to come.
End of scene.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.